From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for a third day on Saturday following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protest across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and even the wider Arab and Muslim world. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced on Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq has been successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria before relinquishing that again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who remain displaced. In the United States, the civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he has decided not to attend the opening Saturday today of a civil rights museum in Mississippi. And he went through with that threat because President Donald Trump was also there. Lewis, who is 77 years old, is a civil rights icon. He worked with Martin Luther King Jr. He led the civil rights march on Selma. And he spoke at the March on Washington, the famous March on Washington, back in 1963. For the past 21 years, he's represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. He was scheduled to be one of the main speakers Saturday. You can get more news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.